We are called to manifest the mystery of godliness. This is our calling. This is our sacred calling. To manifest that mystery before the nations. God, the incorruptible, the invisible God, the true God, manifest in the flesh. Sing, my men and angels. Preach in the world. Believed in the world. And take him back up in glory. That is our calling. To manifest this mystery in the flesh. For we are a peculiar people, a holy nation, sanctified, called out to be the exact replica of Christ upon the earth. To manifest Christ upon the earth. Praise God. Christ represents the image of the living God. Christ represents the likeness. He represents the manifestation of the totality of what God is. That is Christ. Like the branches to a tree, so is Christ to God. For he is the one that manifests the Father. He is the one that reveals the Father upon the earth, being the express image, the mirror image of the invisible and incorruptible God. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I and the Father are one. All that the Father has are mine. All authority in heaven and earth is given unto me. This is our calling. This is the privilege we have. We who can hear the voice of God this hour. Praise God. In this book of Psalms, chapter 46, I just started from verse 10. It says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Praise God. Are you listening, brethren? Be still and know that I am God. And I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. This is our calling. To know I am God. To exercise ourselves in this sacred knowledge. To exercise ourselves in divinity. To recognize first of all the seed of God in you, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Recognize that seed in you. No matter how things might look awkward on the outward, no matter how you might have seemed to deviate from the course, the seed remains in you eternally. It can never be removed because that seed is you. That is the inner man, the man of the spirit. That is whom we call Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is the pearl of great price that is hidden underneath the earth. This is the kingdom within. Praise God. We are called to know that I am God. To know the sacred mystery of divinity locked up in us. knowing is what gives us the stillness and the peace we seek. Knowing is what catapults us to the throne of God, where you can rest and rule in the midst of the raging sea. Knowing is what casts out all fear. If you have fear in you, that means your understanding is darkened. You do not know. So our calling is to know. To know the I am within us. To know the mystery of divinity within us. To know our true identities as sons of God. To know our true, incorruptible, and invisible nature. Praise God. See, knowing is not just head knowledge. It's not by reading books after books. Knowing is not by listening to tape after tape. Knowing is receiving from the Spirit and experientially realizing it. Praise God. Hallelujah. See it. Knowing is like the fruit of the harvest. You might have heard from the Spirit. The seed might be deposited in you. You might have, you know, heard from afar off this good report of God's kingdom, of the seed of Christ in you, of the mystery of godliness in you. But you have not yet consciously realized it, unless the seed that is planted in you germinates. Praise God. When the seed germinates, it brings forth fruit. That is knowing. That is consciously knowing that I am God. Consciously realizing the kingdom of God and consciously walking in the reality of that which you heard. See, the principle of faith is seen in the parable of the sower, or we can call it in the concept of the sower and the reaper. The sower who looks forward to some kind of output plants the seed by faith underneath the ground. He plants the seed by faith, hoping, looking forward to a harvest. He just doesn't just plant the seed there most of the time and leaves it, no. He comes to water it. He comes to inspect the land. He comes to, you know, take out the weeds. He takes care of the land and the seed while it is in his phase of development. And eventually, after patience, he sees the reality of what he has labored for. In likewise manner, those who we want to enter into the sacred mystery of godliness, those who we want to walk in this mystery that we are called into, have to, first of all, exercise themselves in the mystery by faith. You have to let this word, you know, be planted in you and take root in you. You have to let the revelation, the mystery, the understanding of your true incorruptible nature, which is Christ, we call him Christ in you, which is the Spirit of God in you, the essence of God in you. We have to allow that, you know, revelation take root in us. And by faith, day by day, increase in the knowledge of that revelation within us. Increase in knowledge and exercise ourselves in that knowledge by faith. Patiently exercising ourselves in godliness is what Paul calls it in his letter to Timothy. Exercise ourselves in godliness. Exercise ourselves in divinity. Exercise ourselves as sons of God. Praise God. This seed has to be kept in us and gathered jealously. Because if you come to the end, if you come to the place of the harvest, you consciously realize the thing that you've heard in the past. You consciously awaken to the reality that you are in God. You consciously awaken to the reality that you are perfect as He is perfect. You consciously awaken to the reality that everything that God has is yours. You consciously awaken to the reality that everything is under your feet. Praise God. Every sense of separation, every sense of being anything other than what the Father is abolished as you are working in this consciousness, in this sacred knowledge. Know that I am God. Realizing that I am God. Realizing that I am one, you know, entity with the living God. I am part and parcel of the Godhead. Praise God. Now, these are not kind of words or statements that the man on the outside can understand. See, when the man who does not receive this revelation hears things like this, they shut the door on you. They tactically withdraw from you because they think that you are in error. Praise God. But lack of the knowledge of Christ in you, lack of the knowledge of the mystery of godliness, of the seed of the divine seed of God in you, is the thing that will bring about your tribulation and your pain. It is the thing that will bring about your sorrow. It is the thing that will bring about your poverty consciousness. Praise God. It is the thing that will cause you to live that life of unbelief, that wilderness, desert type of life, where nothing works out for good. Praise God. So the work of God is to restore us back to that consciousness of divinity. Praise God. That is the consciousness that will give us the peace that we desire. Jesus Christ says in John chapter 14 verse 20, at that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. In that day you will know, you will realize consciously. Praise God. You will know that you are one in Christ, who is one with God. You will realize this consciousness in the day of your awakening. Praise God. That is the hope of your calling. That is the goal of the calling. See, cancel all the things that religion has taught you about heaven and hell. If you do not have the sacred consciousness of Christ, if you don't have the knowledge of the I Am in you, the greater one in you, you are in hell. See, hell is a state of consciousness. It is a state of being. See, a state of consciousness that is created by, you know, a sense of alienation from the life of God. That is hell. See, people fail to realize that Adam was cast into hell. Adam made his bed in hell. See, when you're out of the paradise of God, you are in hell. See, the nations that are far away from God are cast into hell. Out of the presence of God is hell. Out of the conscious knowledge of God is hell. See, living in fear is hell. Living in torment and in confusion is hell. See, all this is generated out of lack of this knowledge, this sacred consciousness we are talking about, of divinity within you. Praise God. So know that I am God. You realize this mystery is our calling. Our calling is to exercise ourselves in this mystery and sit back and rule and reign with that same authority that the Father committed to us from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Doesn't it say, the Bible say that you are gods? You see this in Psalm 82. You are gods. See, you are gods, offsprings of the Most High God. But you die as men, because your understanding has been darkened. See it? Darkened understanding means lack of knowledge. You do not know. You do not understand. See, that is why corruption feeds on you. That is why you are tormented there now. That is why the foundations of the earth are out of course. Praise God. I'm going to quickly read that in Psalm. I'll just read part of the Psalm. Psalm 82 verse 5. Are we there? They know not. You see, they know not. They do not understand. Neither will they understand. They walk in darkness and all the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High, but you shall die like men and fall as one of the princes. See it? You die as men and suffer the consequences of hell, because darkness, you know, the understanding had been what? Darkened. No knowledge. My people perish for lack of knowledge. No understanding. Praise God. So we are reduced to mere mortals, and we suffer lack and pain and the things that men suffer because of the ignorance that was in our hearts, in our minds. See, because our minds was fixed on vanity. Praise God. But the time has come to awake. Get to understand this sacred calling that we have in Christ. It is a privilege. Praise God. It is a privilege to hear the voice of the Father. It is a privilege and honor to be called, to have the opportunity to awaken into the company of the elect, to awaken into the company of God's. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this is our call. Let us know. Let us recognize this mystery. Let us tear up ourselves and recognize the mystery of the inner man, the mystery of the spiritual man in us. Praise God. It is understanding of, or rather, realization of this mystery that will cause us to walk upon the raging seas. See it. When you walk upon the raging sea, it means that the sea does not exist. It means that there is no raging sea in that dimension that you walk in that consciousness. You are enclosed in perfect peace. Jesus Christ could walk upon the seas because he walked in that consciousness. He knew the mystery of divinity in him. Praise God. So let us lift up Christ in us. Let us lift up this mystery in us. Let us confess it one to another. Let us speak truth to one another. Continue in this mystery. This is the only thing that can bring about salvation. See, this is the only thing that can bring about that desired peace that we seek. It's only the sacred consciousness, the sacred knowledge of the Christ within us, the sacred knowledge of the seed of God within us. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. When a man awakens to this reality, see, the sorrows of humanity are no more. Praise God. A lot of us have sorrows today because we do not see truth. Many of the things we suffer today simply because we walk in the falsity of the outer man, which is actually the man of the flesh. See, but when if we awake in the sacred consciousness of Christ, we discover that all things are beautiful. We discover that nothing ever changes. Praise God. You discover that you do not lose your parents, you do not lose your brothers or your sisters. You discover that nobody dies. You discover that everybody is perfectly okay. Praise God. If you suffer or you are in tribulation, it's simply because you do not know, you don't understand. Your eyes are darkened. The eyes of your understanding is darkened. It does not change what you are. It does not change that thing that is deposited on the inside of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, from generation to generation, God, the Spirit of God, gathers a people unto the name of the Lord. A people that will declare His glory. These are the people that first of all awaken to the sacred consciousness. These are the ones that, you know, have the seals of God broken in them. These are the ones that are able to hear the sound of the trumpet, which is the voice of the Spirit, awakening them. And they are awake from the dust. See it? The dust represents the low state of man. You remember Jesus when he says, "O ye of little faith, O ye of little faith." See it? He was so sorry as he spoke to his disciples and he says, "Oh ye of little faith." At a point in time, he saw the multitudes. The Bible says he had compassion upon them. Compassion because he recognized how low they had fallen. See, they have been degraded. They have become creatures of the dust. They have been lowered into the dust. They have become weakened because of the ignorance that is in their hearts. Praise God. They have been abased because of the lack of this sacred consciousness. But the Father wants to raise His people up. Hallelujah. That's why if you go to Psalm, to the book of Psalms, it says that that God raised up the poor out of the dunghill. He raised the meek and the poor out of the dunghill. That is the work of God. Praise God. And he sets them upon thrones to rule and to reign with Christ. I'll just quickly turn to Psalm 113, those of us who don't know the scriptures, so you can understand the essence of God, the will of God. So you don't get discouraged. See, those of us who have heard this message at times, things on the outward might look a bit, you know, swervy. Look a bit like this and like that, you know. See, but we've got to steer up ourselves by the power of the Spirit to remain unto the end so that we can realize this, the beauty of the work that God is doing in our lives. Psalm 113 verse 5, who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. You see it? He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be joyful mother of children. Now all these are prophetic talking. See, we're seeing the work of God, the intention of God, as he visits his people from generation to generation. See it? He wants to raise up the poor out of the dust and the needy out of the dunghill. See it? In our lowered state, as human beings, as mortal men of the dust, when we walked in ignorance of the light of Christ, of our true nature, of our divinity in us, we are the poor of the dust. We are the needy in the dunghill. See, that is the level in which we were lowered into. See, but understanding from above, illumination from above, is what raises us. He raises us out of the dunghill. He raises us out of the realm of vanity, so that we can enter into the light as he is in the light. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says that he causes them to what? That he may set them with princes, even with the princes of his people. This talks about the exaltation to the throne of God. The exaltation to the place of all rulership. See, this is the place that Jesus Christ says, I have come to prepare for you, that where I am, you may be. It's among the princes. Praise God. Paul says one thing. Paul says, "Who he has raised us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Praise God. He has raised us from the dust, from the dunghill, from the realm of wasting, from vanity, from the realm of ignorance, darkness, where we walked according to the course of this world. See, according to, you know, like the nations, whose understanding is darkened, because their minds are what? Set on vanity. See, but he's raising us up now. Raising us up, so that we can stand in the light and sit and rule and reign in the light as it's in the light. All this comes by first of all knowing, realizing, knowing the I am within us. Knowing the greater one that is in us, that is greater than him that is in the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we are working to this sacred consciousness, we discover that we are one. We are one body of light. And everything that the Father has is ours. Praise God. It's then we enter into our rest. Without anxiety begins to fade away. There is no more fear. See, in that consciousness, we know all things work out for good. There's no more sorrow. Neither can you die anymore. See it. The myth of death is heard only for those who live in the realm of the dust. Those who live as mortals. Those who don't have understanding. Who live in relation to a world that is passing away. Praise God. Hallelujah. Know that I am God. Know the I am that I am. See, this is our calling, to know that I am God. Praise God. Recognize that mystery within us. This is not blasphemy, because some people hear these things, they think it's blasphemy. It is not blasphemy. It is the truth that we all originated from Him. We are all from that universal body, which is the body of the eternal and invisible God. Praise God. This is truth. That's why Paul says, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with what? God. Let that mind be in you. Jesus Christ confessed that I am the Father that I want. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If the Father in me doeth the work. Praise God. Before Abraham was, I am. See it? The man, the natural man, will hear this thing and, you know, call it robbery. See it? And they try to persecute you. Praise God. You go out and tell people that the way it is the way you are, and you just watch what they will do to you. Praise God. But your victory comes by knowing that I am God. Know that I am God. Recognize this mystery in you. That is your peace. That's what will give you your stillness. That is what will calm the raging seas. That is what will provide for you. Praise God. When Jesus Christ was, you know, asked to pay taxes, see it, a normal natural man at that point will begin to shake. Fear will begin to come in. See, but he knew. He had that consciousness. Know that I am God. He recognized the mystery of divinity in him. He recognizes the mystery of his oneness with the Father. See, and that was what that was the thing that provided for him. See, all things are possible for those that believe. All things are possible for those who are waking into this consciousness. In that day, Jesus Christ said, made this statement, in that day, you will ask from the Father anything, and it shall be done for you. Anything you ask the Father shall be done for you. This is the realm of the supernatural. This is the realm of the all possibilities. Praise God. This is the privilege the Father gave us from the beginning. And He seeks to restore us back to that place. So we have to exercise ourselves in this knowing that I am. Exercise ourselves in the divinity, in the mystery of divinity, by walking in the Spirit. Walking in the light as He is in the light. Exercising ourselves in this mystery. See, allowing the Spirit to transform our minds so that we no more begin to think and see things like men, mortal men of the dust, but we see things according to the Spirit, according to the Christ in it, within us, the Son of God within us. Praise God. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. This is Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Or which strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ. That is the Christ in you. That is realizing the greater one within you, knowing that I am God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, Christ in you is your reward, realizing who you are. See it. When you are waking, you will discover that the Father never left you. You discover that you are perfect. You will discover that you are not a sinner. Hallelujah. You discover that you are a light being. You will discover that all authority in heaven and earth has been given to you. See, but your mind was what? Darkened. So the hour has come to know that I am God, and I will be exalted. Hallelujah. The seed of Christ in you shall be exalted above the nations, shall be exalted above the outer carnal man of the flesh. Hallelujah. Know that I am God, and he shall be exalted. He shall rule in the midst of this temple. Hallelujah. And he shall rule among the nations, and all people shall behold the glory of God manifest in you. Believe, recognize this thing, exercise yourself in this thing daily. Stir up yourself daily in this mystery. Believe in this mystery. Walk in this mystery. This is what we have been called to. Hallelujah. Cancel down the high things you've heard in religion. Cancel down all these high things you've heard from the systems of men. And receive the mystery from God this hour. Believe. Know that I am God. Hallelujah. Like Paul, be prepared to live off, to realize the excellency of the glory of divinity of Christ within you. To recognize the mystery of the glory of God within you. Hallelujah. Paul, who was one of those great religious rulers, esteemed among men, got the mystery, heard the voice of the Spirit, and let go of all. See, some people find it difficult to let go. Some people hear this message, they know that is the truth. They know that is the truth. But they will rather, you know, bask in the vainglory of men than to receive that which is of God. See, we've been called to places before. They heard us, they knew. They recognized that it was the voice of their Father. But they all went back because they would rather hold on to their name and to all the things they've gained in the realms of religion. See, but Paul says that what? In Philippians chapter 3, Philippians chapter 3 verse 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yeah, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but what? Dung, that I may win Christ. See, we must come to the place where we realize that anything apart from realizing the mystery of divinity within us is but dung. We must come to realize that all those things we gathered onto ourselves as men in the spheres of religion to be noted and be known of men, all those things are what? Vanity. Those things cannot give life. See, the fact that you are accepted and you are revered among men does not give you life. See, it does not give you entrance into God's kingdom. What gives you entrance is the knowledge of Christ, is to realize divinity within you. But some people hear this truth and they cannot just let go of all. They cannot let go and walk in the liberty of the truth that God is giving to them. But you must stand your ground. Praise God. Paul said, I have suffered loss for everything. I have suffered loss for the knowledge of Christ, that I may know the I am. Praise God. Go down to verse 9. Philippians chapter 3 verse 9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, that I may know him and the power of the resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Now, that I may know him, that I may know Christ. See, people read the scriptures and, you know, seek to know somebody up there in the sky. People seek to know Jesus Christ of Nazareth 2,000 years ago. See, but the sooner you realize that he never came to preach himself as a man, but came to reveal divinity within you. He came to unveil you, to remove the veil of the covering over your face so that you can recognize that the way he is the way you are. The way he is presently, the way he is in the light, is the way you are. Praise God. When he appears to John in the book of Revelation as the Alpha and Omega, he says, I am the Almighty God, the beginning and the end. And the way he is the way we are. Know that I am God. Know that I am the Almighty. Know that the Spirit of the Almighty dwells in you, and begin to walk by that Spirit, because that is your true nature and that is your true identity. I wake from the dust. Know that I am God, and I shall be exalted among the hidden. Our calling is to know the I am within us. Our calling is to know, realize, consciously know the mystery of divinity. Hallelujah. This is our salvation forever. This is our glory forever. Praise God. It all starts by receiving this message and beginning a conformation. Hallelujah. Allow the Spirit of God take over you. Let there be a conformation or a transformation. Praise God. And the doors into a new dimension of bliss is open up for you. Hallelujah. The nation shall perish. Amen. The heathen shall perish. Nations will be dissolved. People will come and people will go. But the inner man within will stand forever. He abides forever. He never passes away. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'm reading, I'll run up with Psalm 102 from verse 26. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shall thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. You see it? The seed of God actually is the seed of Christ. And this is the seed that is established before God forever, eternally. Praise God. Like John the Apostle says, those that do the will of God abide forever. The world passeth away. The world is perishing. Day and night. See, people are going down the path of death. Things are being dissolved. Systems are being dissolved, changed. New systems come up, new faces come up. But those who realize this consciousness, this sacred consciousness, abide forever. They can never be changed, because they abide in the light of his countenance. From generation to generation, they remain the same, unchangeable. Amen.